The small southeastern Wisconsin school district of Palmyra Eagle will not dissolve, despite serious financial problems. A state-appointed board made that decision at a meeting yesterday. Board members were concerned about the precedent that a dissolution might set and the impact that Palmyra Eagle's undoing would have on surrounding districts. As WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, there are still many questions about how Palmyra Eagle will survive in the future.
Palmyra Eagle spans rural parts of Waukesha and Jefferson counties, and it currently enrolls around 600 students. It would have been the first school district to dissolve under Wisconsin's current funding system, but on Thursday night, that was averted for now.
Joanne Wiedenhope votes yes to deny, and Amy Riddle Swanson votes yes.
The School District Boundary Appeal Board voted 6-1 to deny the dissolution. Board member Katie Maloney from Green Bay said it would give the community more time to come up with a solution.
I think there is a new sense of urgency that has developed in this district, and if we were to affirm the dissolution, there is no opportunity for the district to explore all of their other options.
The Palmyra Eagle School Board felt it was out of options when it voted last year to dissolve. That was after a failed tax referendum and years of losing students through open enrollment. But the Boundary Appeal Board heard testimony from residents who are determined to keep the district alive. One of them is Tara Leroy.
We know we have a lot of work and a long road ahead of us, but I think we have a community that's really pulled together in a time of great need, and I think going forward, we will be able to get the job done.
Leroy is one of eight candidates running for three open seats on the Palmyra Eagle School Board in this April's election. It will be the new board's job to figure out what to do next. Ideas range from closing an elementary school to forming a charter school to private fundraising. Palmyra Eagle high schoolers like Allie Frederick are just happy that they'll be able to graduate from their hometown school.
We're just like so ecstatic, I guess, like so like yeah. Blown away. Like, yeah, it's like a huge weight off of our shoulders. Like, we don't have to like go look around at other schools, and like, it's just a huge weight off of our shoulders.
If the Boundary Appeal Board had approved the dissolution, it would have assigned Palmyra Eagle's students, territory, and $13 million in debt to other districts. And that was another reason the board hesitated. Members were worried that Palmyra Eagle's dissolution could create a domino effect of folding school districts. Here's board member Tom Weber of Sun Prairie.
You know, it's really drawn out how fragile school districts are right now. From a fiscal standpoint.
Boundary Appeal Board member David Carlson was at odds with the rest of the board. He voted against denying the dissolution.
Denying the dissolution is not long-term in the best interests of all the children potentially impacted by the situation. The causes, the challenges, the issues that we brought us here remain unresolved.
One of the challenges is the divide between Palmyra and Eagle. In a November advisory referendum, most Eagle voters said they wanted to dissolve the district. Most Palmyra voters were opposed to dissolution. Many Eagle families open enroll their children in the much bigger Maguanago School District. Some say they lost faith in Palmyra schools because of bullying or academic issues. The Boundary Appeal Board considered dividing Palmyra Eagle between Maguanago and Whitewater school districts, but Whitewater officials said that could put their district in financial jeopardy. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.